Okay, let's review Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Beis. So before returning to our discussion from yesterday's Daf about whether an excessive restraint is considered a masui on an animal with regard to Shvisas Behema, the Gemara discusses the concern that an afsar, which is some type of rope that's used to lead the animal, must be attached in a way that there is no concern that it will fall off and be carried Dalet Amos and Rosh Hasharabim. So if the owner drills holes between the animal's horns to attach the afsar, it's certainly not a problem because it's never going to fall off. If the afsar is tachav la bezikna, connected to the beard of a goat, then the Gemara is unsure if there should be a concern zimnin de rafi v'nafil that it will come loose and fall off, or kivan de imenatach la kaiv lo asil natucha. Since if the animal were to get out of it, it would hurt the animal because it would pull on the animal's beard hairs, so maybe there's no concern that it will try to get out of it. In returning to the discussion of the excessive restraint on an animal, the Gemara tells us of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about a strap for a cow. If it's a purely decorative strap, it's clearly a masui, because that's an unusual thing for a cow to be wearing. However, if it's there to help lead the animal, it is excessive. Even though it is a little too excessive, Chadam L'Shamer Mutter, one opinion, doesn't tell us which one yet, whether it's Rav or Shmuel, holds that it's Mutter. So the Gemara asks, how could anybody hold that a strap on a cow is a masui, since the Braisa teaches us about a para aduma that kashra ba'ala b'mosera k'shera, the para aduma would still be kosher for use even if it had a strap attached to it? Don't we know the pasuk tells us one of the qualifications of a para aduma is lo ala aleha ol, it never had a burden? So isn't that clear proof that a strap is not a burden? If a para aduma can't have a burden, but a para aduma can have a strap, doesn't that mean that a strap is not a burden? So the Gemara gives three answers to defend the opinion that a strap is a burden. Amar Abaye b'molicha me'ir li'ir, although a strap is normally an excessive burden for a cow, when bringing it from city to city, it may be necessary because you're going such long distances, and that's the case of the Brice of Paraduma. Rava Amar shiny para de demel yukarin, even though a strap on a cow is normally excessive, the para aduma is so valuable that a strap is a very reasonable way to protect something of such high value. And Ravina Amar b'moredes, maybe the Brice about para aduma we're speaking about an especially wild animal that actually needs a strap, but a normal cow doesn't require a strap. The Gemara then records in Machlokas Amoraim about the leash of a horse. Rav Huna holds that o yotzim kruchin o nimshachin. The horse can go out with the leash even if it is wrapped around the animal's neck in such a way that it is unusable because it's a normal decorative piece for a horse. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds yotzim nimshachin ve'en yotzim kruchin. The horse can go out with a leash if it can be pulled by the leash. But if the leash is wrapped around the neck and has no use, then it's just a masui and it's no good. The Mishnah had said, umazin alein v'tovlin b'mekomin. You can sprinkle paraduma water and tovel the animal collars while there's sprinkle paraduma waters on the animal collars and tovel the animal collars at a tame while they are still on the animals. The Gemara makes 2 points about this line. First, how can the collars become tame if we have a Mishnah in Kelim that tells us tabas adam tamea v'tabas behema v'kelim v'shar kol adabaos tahoros? Only rings of people are tamei, not animal rings. So how could it ever become tamei? 2 answers. Amar of Yitzchak b'boin minay adam l'noy behema. The Mishnah might be speaking about collars that used to be for people and were changed into animal collars so they could have contracted tuma while they were being used by people. Second, Rav Yosef Amar holva adam moshech b'emes behema. Even though the animal wears the collar, people use the collar. So the collar worn by an animal has a din of taba'as adam, which can become tamei. The second comment the Gemara has about the Mishnah is the Gemara questions how the collar can be toveled if the ring is still in the collar. Isn't this a problem of chatzitza? So the Gemara answers that either we're speaking about mechulalin, collars that have wide holes and the water can get through, or Amar Rabbi Ami Bisher Ritchan. We're speaking about a case where he hammered out the hole large enough that the ring doesn't fit so snugly into the collar as to make a chatzitza. Now the fact that you hammer it out, the Gemara points out, won't necessarily make it lose any previous tuma, because this is a shinoi maisa l'sakein, an action that improves the item, and only a shinoi maisa l'kalkel, something that would destroy the item would take away a tumah status. So just because you did something to it would not make it lose its tumah status. It would still require tefillah. And before getting to the Mishnah, the Gemara closes with a parenthetical discussion that centers around two statements of Rabbi Eliezer. First, Rabbi Eliezer says that the idea that shecholkin bein tabas l'tabas, that the halacha distinguishes between different types of rings, cannot be speaking about hilchos tumah, where all rings are treated the same. The Gemara clarifies that this is a much more limited statement than it sounds like originally. It means all rings that are used by people and not by animals, on their fingers and not on other parts of the body, and entirely made of metal, no almo component, are treated the same in hilchos tumah. But in Achinami, there are lots of rings that are treated differently in hilchos tumah. Just if you have these three qualifications, by people, on their fingers, made of metal, then they're all treated the same. The second statement of Rabbi Eliezer is that in regards to hilchos tumah, all needles are the same. That also is a much more limited statement than it sounds like. It means only complete needles, not missing any part, the eye of the needle is not missing, the point isn't missing, that are polished and not rusty, are halachically the same. Such needles that have both of those qualifications, they're complete and they are not rusty, so such needles are halachically the same in regards to hilchos tumah. So Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we're going to pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis.